Visiting with Madison girls basketball coach Brett Daniels here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, you guys suffered your first defeat of the season on Tuesday night at Hartford, but it sounds like the girls are ready to go with two big games here tonight and tomorrow. And sound like practice went good last night.
Yeah, it went extremely well. I think we dialed our focus back in. You know, it's hard to sometimes come off a big loss like that. It's, do you react or do you respond? And I felt like last night we responded really well at practice. You know, we're locked in, focused, ready for the OP game tonight. And, you know, this that short turnaround, we have Meritazine tomorrow night. So two tough games, but I think focus was definitely there and we're ready to go.
With both teams knowing that there's still a lot on the line, and, of course, with you guys as well, you're trying to either win the LCL with a share, or, and I mean, the number one seed is still on the line for you guys too.
Yeah, definitely. That's the one good thing that came out of the other night with that loss is we didn't lose our chance to still win the you know, the one seed at the tournament next week. So I think that's a definitely a fire that the girls have lit right now, and they want to accomplish that feat and be the number one seed, which we haven't been for a long time in Madison here.
What would it mean for you guys to get through these two and then know that you wouldn't play again until Tuesday?
I think it'd be a nice time for us to, you know, get a little rest again here with how many games we've had in a row, and it's just been kind of a rush with everything. But just get a couple of days here to get some rest and mentally and physically recover, and then go back to work next week. And you know, knowing we have the tournament, so the kids are going to be up for that anyway. But yeah, I just think the mental rest and the physical rest would be great here for a couple of days.
I know they like to play games, Coach, but practice time always valuable too.
Oh, definitely. You know, here lately we haven't had very many practices. It seems like we've had more games than practices with all the weather delays. But, you know, these kids, they're pretty resilient. They fight through a lot of that stuff. And they focus up and they listen to what we talk about with game plans. And they go out and they do their best to execute the game plans for the coach. And, you know, I can't ask for anything more out of them.
Visiting with Madison girls basketball coach Brett Daniels here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, as you mentioned, you have OP tonight in a makeup from January 7th. And we'll have that doubleheader for you here on Country 101.7 FM with Ken Hansen on the call tonight. So Ken's been a busy man this week, and he gets a couple of big ones here tonight from Madison. And then, of course, you get to host Meritazine Valley makeup games as well tomorrow night. And then all of a sudden, the Lyon County League tournament is here, and it is going to be competitive basketball from top to bottom.
Most definitely. We've talked about this before, how competitive the girls' side of the bracket is this year. It's just, and any given night, any team can beat the other one. You better bring your A game. And I think all of the young ladies around our league, and especially on my group of girls right here, I think they know that. And, you know, the focus is definitely up right now. And you know, to win the Lyon County League is probably the second best thing to win in a state title. I think the young ladies, they appreciate the value of it. They enjoy just the time of being there at White Auditorium playing. And I think they just enjoy the fact that, you know, you get a chance to win in arguably one of the best leagues in the state of Kansas. And I think that's exciting for coaches and for players and for parents and for all the fans to be able to come out and enjoy this tournament next week.
I got an interesting question for you. I brought something up with Ty Piper, the Waverly girls basketball coach, on his Area Coach's Corner. But in your time coaching Madison, that includes your time coaching the boys, is there anything that kind of compares to this girls, all these eight teams? You know, I know there have been some really good boys tournaments, and even during the regular league season, is there anything that kind of compares this girls' season, like in your coaching time?
I don't think so. I mean, there has been some very competitive teams on the boys' side. I mean, we've had 3 and 4 teams battling for that top spot. But I think right now we have 5 solid teams that could very easily take that top spot. And you can't count out those 6, 7, and 8 seeds. Those ladies, they come to play every night and they battle. And, you know, I just think that there's possibilities for some upsets to brew next week. And like I said, you better bring your top game and you better be prepared and ready to go and be focused. If you go in there thinking you're going to win a game easily, you know, you're going to get surprised and be on the side of a bracket that you didn't expect to be. And
Well, and it's kind of fun to see what other memorable moments come out of the Lyon County League tournament as well. And you probably remember this one really, it's probably stuck in your mind for a while and it's probably still there. But when Chase Harrison made that shot in 2020 that got when you were coaching the boys that tournament title, and there's a lot of fun memories ahead.
Most definitely. I think back to that group of guys I had right there. I had three really, really good years. A young man played so hard for me. They gave me everything. And, you know, we went into the Lyon County League tournament that year. That group was determined to not lose. And you know, they battled through some adversity. You know, that was a huge win for our program. And it's hard to get a Lyon County League title. When you win one, you definitely cherish those moments. And I hope that, you know, I hope that I've got the possibility, but I hope I can sure bring these girls, you know, a chance to play in that championship game next Saturday and give them an opportunity to win a title, which hasn't been won down here in Madison in a lot of years on the girls' side. And it'd be an exciting game to be in, and I definitely love having that chance to be a part of it.
All right, Coach. Appreciate the time as always. We look forward to carrying the game here on Country 101.7 FM tonight with Opie. Best of luck tonight with the Lady Eagles. Best of luck tomorrow with Meredithine Valley. And we look forward to watching you guys at the Lyon County League Tournament next week at White Auditorium. And, Coach, I'll talk to you again in a couple weeks.
Dylan, thank you very much. It's an exciting time to be part of basketball right now. Appreciate you guys' time.
Most definitely, Coach. That's Madison Girls Basketball Coach Brett Daniels joining us here on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by MT Networks, Shanky Well Service, and Cody Thurston Land Ancient with Midwest Land Group on Country 101.7 FM.